Good morning.
Ciao.
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴能够再次来到这里。
You can open your Bibles, please, to Ephesians chapter 4.
请打开你们圣经到以弗所书第四章。
Glad to have my daughter Lauren with me today.
很高兴我女儿 Lauren 也在我们当中。
You can wave, Lauren.
你可以摇摇手。
She loves it when I do that.
她很喜欢我这样叫她摇手。
And it is wonderful to meet Elijah. Welcome.
我很高兴能够看见我们的牧师李军牧师。
Elijah, how long have you been here? 2 weeks. Okay.
他问他说你来多久了？他说两个礼拜。
Well, it's thrilling to have you here. We prayed for you before you came.
我们真的很兴奋你能够来到我们当中，我们会常常在祷告中纪念你。
How many of you are familiar with the topic today, progressive sanctification?
有多少人对今天的题目有印象的？
Raise them up.
请举手。
I see 6 hands.
我只看到六个人举手。
Okay. All right, good.
很好。
Good. Well, it's a great doctrine that I look forward to telling you about.
这个是很好的一个真理，来跟大家分享。
This is one of the most crucial doctrines in the Christian faith.
这个在我们基督徒的生命里面是一个非常关键性的真理。
Progressive sanctification.
渐进式的成圣。
Progressive has the idea of making progress, of gradually improving.
渐进式就是说我们慢慢慢慢的进步。
Sanctification means holiness or set apart from sin to God.
成圣呢，就是说我们渐渐的离开罪，来归向神。
If you look at chapter 4 in Ephesians, verse 17.
如果我们来看以弗所书第四章第十七节。
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
The Gentiles here refer to what?
这边讲的外邦人指的是什么？
Does it mean non-Jews?
是不是指的指非犹太人呢？
Does it mean unbelievers?
是不是指没有信的人呢？
That's what it means.
就是那个意思。
This is non-believers.
就是指的没有信的人。
So when Paul uses that term, he's basically saying that we're not supposed to live like unbelievers.
保罗在讲这一句话的时候，他基本上的意思就是说，我们信主的人不能活着像不信主的人。
And then he describes the way unbelievers live.
并且他叙述了不信主的人生活是什么样子的。
This is the end of verse 17 and then verse 18 and following. In the futility of their thinking...They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
这边我们练到的是十七节后半段一直到第十九节，他们行事不，就是劝我们行事不要像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。他们心地昏灭，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
We live and work around people that this is true of them.
我们生活在像这样一般的人里面,
they are lost.
他们非常的迷失,
they are what we once were.
他们就像我们以前那样子。
My full-time job is for UPS, United Parcel Service.
我平常是在送 UPS 送递物件的公司上班。
The big brown trucks that brings Amazon to your front door.
就是那个咖啡色的卡车常常送亚马逊的东西到你们家门口的那个车子。
I work for the division that flies heavy freight to places like Shanghai.
我的公司常常会在很重的东西上到上海。
How many of you work for Caterpillar?
有多少人在Caterpillar上班的?
Your engines are in our warehouse all the time.
你们的机器经常在我们的公司的仓库里头待着。
And lots of other parts going to Shanghai, Dubai, and Belgium.
还有其他的零件都会送到杜拜、上海，还有比利时。
I work around a lot of unbelievers.
我跟许多不信主的人在一起工作。
And I'm known as the preacher or the pastor.
他们都知道我是 牧师或是教师。
Am I throwing you curveballs? Thank you. When I read this description of the unbelievers in verses 17 to 19, I think of the people that I work with.
当我在读第十七节跟十八节的时候，我就会想到跟我一起工作的。 同仁,
and it's exciting to share the gospel with them.
跟他们在一起分享福音是非常兴奋的一件事情。
We sang the song just a moment ago, Take my feet and let them be beautiful for thee.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌里面有一句话说, 请你带领我的脚中使我的脚中能够走上
Do you have beautiful feet?
你有美丽的脚吗?
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace?
传神福音的人的脚中是何等的佳美。
It doesn't matter how ugly your feet are.
不管你的脚长得有多难看,
if you bring the gospel, your feet are beautiful.
只要你能够为主传福音, 你的脚就是好看。
It's exciting to share the gospel.
我们能够为主传福音是一件很兴奋的事情。
We are sharing the gospel with dead people.
因为我们是向死人传福音。
Not physically dead.
并不是在,
but spiritually dead.
不是真正的肉体上的死亡, 而是他们的灵死了。
That's what Ephesians 2 says.
这就是以弗所书第二章所说的。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们都死在过犯罪恶当中。
So we share the gospel with people who are dead, and we trust God, the Holy Spirit, to convict them.
我们相信耶稣基督，然后我们相信圣灵可以让他们知罪。How
does a dead person ever do anything?
一个死人能做什么呢?
How can they believe?
他们如何能相信呢?
God does it.
都是神做的。God
gives them that desire.
神给他们心里面有欲望要来相信他。God
draws them.
神吸引他们。I
don't, I can't see His work.
我看不见神的工作。
This goes right along with the passage of Scripture that Nan read this morning and prayed this morning. in Ephesians chapter 1. Because I believe that's where you were quoting from during your prayer.
今天早上杨楠的祷告就是根据我今天要讲的经文阐述出来的。
As God called us in Christ to himself.
神在基督耶稣里呼唤了我们到他面前。
So in this passage of scripture in Ephesians 4, he starts off describing the people that I work with and the people that you work with and probably people in your family, lost people.
所以这个以弗所书这边的经文就是要告诉我们他是在呼召我们身边的人，我们一起工作的人。
Tomorrow I will talk to my coworkers about how was your weekend.
明天我会问我们的同事，你这个周末过得怎么样？
And most of them will leave out several parts of what they did.
有很多人可能会不有一部分他不会跟我说。
Because they live for what this passage talks about, lusts and giving themselves over to sensuality.
因为他们可能去做了放纵私欲、贪行种种的污秽的事情。
So, and they know I don't want to hear about that.
他们知道我不想听到那一部分的。
And they're right.
对，他们是对的。
A lot of them will mention God.
很多他们当中也有人会提到神。
They will take his name in vain.
他们妄称神的名。
Sometimes they take the Lord Jesus' name in vain.
他们有时候妄称耶稣的名。
One of them did it this week.
有一个这个礼拜就这样做。
He was taking a computer-based training module.
他拿了一个电脑的程式。
And he said, for Christ's sake,
他说这都是因为基督的缘故。
Which is taking Christ's name in vain.
这个就是妄称耶稣基督的名。
I walked back into the room.
我回到他的房间。
And I said, you know, that's what I do too. Everything for Christ's sake.
我也是跟你一样，我所做的一切事情都是奉耶稣的名做的。
I always look for those little opportunities.
我总是尽量寻找有这样小的机会。
He brought up Christ.
他把基督的名提出来了。
I didn't bring up Christ.
我没有提基督的名。
He brought up the subject of Christ.
他把基督的名这个题目提出来了。
So look for those opportunities to talk about the Lord.
我们尽量来寻找这样的机会来跟他们传讲耶稣。
So back to this text.
我们回到这个经节。
He is talking about understanding the past realities of your salvation.
他是讲到我们过去我们在救恩里面的一个事实。
Are you saved?
你们得救了吗？
Are you a Christian?
你是一个基督徒吗？
You know, you're not a Christian just because your family's a Christian.
你知不知道如果你家里面的人是基督徒，那并不代表你就是基督徒。
God has no grandchildren.
神没有孙辈的人。
He has children.
他只有儿子、女儿。
He has sons and daughters.
他有儿子跟女儿。
If you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
如果你已经相信耶稣基督是你个人的救主，
A number of things happened to you when you got saved.
有几件事情在你得救的那个当头会发生。
Looking at verse 20, you, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.To be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true holiness, in true righteousness and holiness.
这边是从二十节到第二十四节， 你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Christians, the moment you believed, the moment you got saved, a number of things happened to you.
基督徒，当你在得救的那一刻，有几件事情会发生。
These are the past realities of your salvation.
这些都是在你救恩的里头过去的一个事实。
You were taught, in verse 22 it says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self.
第22节说你们要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
This is a clothing term.
Clothes. 这是讲穿衣服的事情。
To put off, to lay aside your old self.
把你的旧人脱下来，弃绝他，放在一边。
Now, it would have been better for me to have brought another coat and to put it on in its place.
如果我有带另外一件夹克来，我就可以来穿上就更好。
But I'm not that good.
但是我没有那么好。
So, you just picture putting on another coat. You laid aside the old self, the old way of life, and you put on the new self.
所以你就想象你是把你的旧人像把衣服脱了放在一边，然后你的新人就像穿上一个新夹克。
So, what is that talking about?
这是在说什么呢？
This is talking about what happened at your salvation.
这个讲的是当你在得救的那一刻的事情。
Turn over to Romans chapter 6.
我们来看罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6 and verse 6.
罗马书第六章第六节。
The scripture says in Romans 6:6, For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
第六章第六节罗马书说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Our old self was crucified.
我们老旧的人已经钉在十字架上。
The old sin nature.
我们老旧的罪人。
Was crucified.
被钉在十字架上。
Thank you.
谢谢。
I'll try not to drink your water. What this means is that the old sin nature, we are no longer under its dominion or control.
这也就是说我们老旧的人不再是在罪的权势之下。
It does not mean that we are sinless.
这并不代表说我们完全没有罪了。
I wish it did mean that.
我真的很希望他是真的这么说，我们是没罪的。
I get tired of disappointing Christ.
我非常感到自己常常让神失望，感到非常厌倦。
Do you?
你会吗？
One of the most wonderful things about heaven is that we're never going to sin anymore.
在天上有一件非常棒的事情，就是我们在天上就不会再犯罪了。
But this side of heaven, we still sin.
但是在天的这一边，我们仍然还在犯罪。
I do not believe that sinless perfectionism, to be completely perfect, is possible this side of heaven.
我不相信在世上的时候有这种所谓的完全的无罪。
However, on the account books of heaven, I have the perfection of Christ.
但是在天上，我们有完全的基督在那里。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你懂我要说的吗？
Does God allow sin into heaven?
神能够允许罪在天上吗？
He does not.
他不会的。
But we're sinners.
但是我们是罪人。
So that means we can't get in.
我们就进不去。
Right?
对不对？
My hope of heaven is not based upon my righteousness.
我对天上的期许并不是基于我本人的义或是不义。
What is it based on?
到底是基于什么呢？
Christ's righteousness.
是因为基督的义。
We believe that he was our substitute.
我们相信耶稣基督是我们的替身。
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 that he made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf.
在哥林多后书第二章第五第五章第二十一节说，他使无罪的代替有罪的。
That we might become the righteousness of God in him.
让我们在神的面前能够被称为义。
There is a sense in which I am already as righteous as I'm ever going to be.
有的时候我们会想要说我已经尽量能够成为义的话。
This is true positionally.
这是一种在地位上的义。
Practically, I'm still far from it.
但是在实际上，我们仍然在与这个地位上的义有很大的距离。
What I'm getting at is there's an already and a not yet part to our salvation. There's an already, something that's already true about us, and there's something that's not yet true about us.
这边所讲的这个义呢，就是这个救恩呢，就是有两部分，一个是已经成为事实的。但是仍然有一部分是还没有成为事实的。
At the moment you believed,
在你得救的那一刻，
you were robed in Christ's righteousness.
你是披上了基督的义。
Perfect.
完全的。
So that if you died today, your righteousness in Christ is why you would go to heaven.
如果你今天死了的话，你能够上天上，是因为你披上了基督的义。
Back to Ephesians 4.
我们回到以弗所书第四章。
This is verses 20 to 24.
我现在要讲的就是第二十到二十四节。
That we were taught to lay aside the old self.
我们要把弃绝我们的旧人。
We laid aside the old self.
弃绝我们的旧人。
We put it off, and then we put on the new self.
我们脱下旧人，穿上新人。
Like 2 Corinthians 5:17 says.
就像第五，哥林多后书第五章第十七节说的。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
所以凡是在基督里的人，他是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
So, as saved believers, we have the righteousness of Christ positionally.
对一个得救的基督徒来说，我们在地位上，在身份上是一个新人。
Because of God's grace.
是因为神的恩典。
Turn over to Romans chapter 5.
我们来
Romans chapter 5.
来翻到
Did you bring Bibles? Always bring your Bible to church. Pastor. I don't know if Pastor Elijah will say that or not. I'll tell you. He probably will too. Bring your Bible, okay? It's great to have it on the screen, but it's nothing like you seeing it for yourself.
请记得随时随地都带着你的圣经啊，特别来教会的时候。
Be a Berean. The believers in Berea in the book of Acts. The Bereans checked out what Paul said to make sure it was true to the scripture.
他们跟保罗一起查考圣经，来求圣经中的真理。
Romans chapter 5, verse 1.
第一节，罗马书第五章第一节。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Romans 5:2 says we have a standing or a position of grace.
第二节讲到说，我们现在所站的这个恩是站在这个恩典的位置上。
As Christians, we have sins that easily entangle us, easily cause us to sin.
基督徒，我们常常会有一个会一直缠绕我们的罪。
Do you worry?
你会感常常心中烦恼吗？
Do you lust?
你会行污秽的事吗？
Do you become angry easily?
你是不是很容易生气？
Do you tear down other people with your words?
你会不会用话去伤害别人？
Are you selfish?
你自私吗？
Do you want what you want?
你是不是想要什么就要什么？
Do you want control of the remote control?
你是不是想要手里抓着电视的遥控器呢？
I mean, who would want to watch a chick flick when you can watch a ball game?
What's a chick
flick? Chick flick is a movie that ladies like.
哦，你会想要看一个女士们喜欢看的一个秀。而不去看球赛吗？
Jennifer is never going to want to translate for me again. So thank you. We're selfish.
我们人都是很自私的。
And while I have a standing of grace, I've laid aside the old self when I got saved.
我们站在这恩典的位置上的时候，我们把这个旧人拿掉。
I've put on the new self. I have a new nature.
我就穿上新人，我有一个新的天性。
I still sin.
但是我还是会犯罪。
I still fail Christ.
我仍然让我们的基督失望。
Every day.
每天。
And so do you.
你也是这样。
True.
这是不是一个很真实的情况呢？
But this idea of progressive sanctification is to become a little bit more every day what I already am positionally in Christ.
但是这个我们现在讲的渐进性的成圣，就是说我每天都有一点点的进步。
I already have the righteousness of Christ.
我已经有了耶稣基督的义。
Right?
对不对？
Positionally, on the account books of heaven, I have the righteousness of Christ.
在天上来说，我已经是站在有基督的义的那个位置上。
It's important to remember that when you fail Christ.
当你让耶稣基督失望的时候，是很重要，你要记得这个原则。
Go down to Romans 5:20, if you can scroll down there.
我们来看罗马书第五章第二十节。
5:20, the law was added so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
二十节， 律法本是外天的，为了要叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里多，恩典就更显多了。
And then the next verse, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
就如第21节说的，就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
We have a standing, a position of grace and forgiveness.
我们有一个在恩典上使我们的地位站得住的恩典。
Verse 20, where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
在二十节讲的罪犯在哪里显多，恩典就在哪里显得更多。
So it doesn't matter how much you sin as a Christian, grace is still more.
所以基督徒不管你犯多少罪，恩典就会显得更多。
Because that's true, what's the temptation?
因为这个试探是一件真实的事情。
Sin a lot.
犯很多罪。
Which is why Romans 6 begins the way it begins.
这就是罗马书第六章有了一个转变。
Look at Romans chapter 6, verse 1.
就看罗马书第六章第一节。
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
How does Paul answer? By no means.
断乎不可。
It's a very strong way of saying no in the Greek language.
在希腊文本身来说，这个断乎不可是一个很重的语气。
No!
不可以。不可以，不可以。
But when I fail Christ, when I get angry, when I lust, when I worry, when I do any number of sins, I need to remember I still have a standing of grace.
但是当我们在犯罪的时候，当我们在行污秽的事情的时候，当我说谎的时候，当我生气的时候，当我软弱的时候，我们心中都要记着，我们是站在恩典的位置上。
Don't despair.
不要感到灰心。
Don't quit.
不要停止，不要完全放弃。
Where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
当我们罪越多的时候，恩典就显得更多。
Back to Ephesians 4.
我们回到以弗所书第四章。
From verse 20 to verse 24, it's what happened at salvation.
从第四章的二十到二十四节，这些事情发生的时候是在你得救的那一刻。
Verses 25 to 32 are after salvation.
第二十五节到后面就是讲到要在你得救以后要发生的事，应该有的事情。
Verse 25 says, therefore.
二十五节第一句，所以。
Or based on what I've just said, this is what's true.
也就是说，根据我刚刚所讲的那些，这以下的都是一些事实。
Look at verse 25.
我们来看二十五节。
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
所以二十五节说，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
He mentions the term put off.
这边讲到，你们要弃绝。
The same term from verse 22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self.
然后在二十节的时候有提到脱下。
I already put off the old self, the old sin nature. So why is he telling me to still put it off?
我既然已经在救恩得救的那一刻脱下了旧人，为什么他这边还在一次的叫我要脱下呢？
Why?
为什么？
It's the already and the not yet.
就是这边就是说已经发生的
还
没有发生的。
I already have the righteousness of Christ.
我已经有了基督的义。
I've put off the old self.I put on the new self at salvation.
当我在得救的那一刻的时候，我把我的旧人脱去，然后我穿上我的新人。
But Christians have to continually put off sin and continually put on righteousness throughout their lives.
基督徒一生当中都需要不断地脱下旧人，穿上新人。
Another way of putting it is.Become what you already are.
Become what you already are.、
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
Become what you already are. I already have the righteousness of Christ on the account books、oh. of heaven, but practically I'm not perfectly like Jesus.
Okay. 他的意思就是说能够让自己完全、成为你应该要的那个样子。
Become what you already are.
应该要的样子。
I will never completely reach Jesus likeness this side of heaven.
我在地上是永远不可能完全像耶稣的。
And I've described this to you before.
我在以前跟你们分享过。
You probably remember this.
你可能还记得。
Steps forward.
往前走三步。
Two steps back.
退后两步。
Right. Three steps forward.
再走往前走三步。
Two steps back.
再退后两步。
Now what does that mean?
这什么意思？
You read your Bible. You come to church.
你拿去带着圣经来教会。
You listen to good Christian music.
你听得很好的基督教音乐。
You try to become more holy.
你试着想要成圣。
You take three steps forward.
所以你往前走了三步。
But then what happens?
但是后来发生什么事？
You say something you shouldn't.
你说了你不该说的话。
You look at something you shouldn't.
你看了你不该看的事。
And you sin.
因此你就犯罪了。因此你往后又退了两步。你们有多少人在当中是已经结婚
了？
你有没有被你老婆指出你的错？我有。
And my first response when my wife points out something that I've done wrong is usually thank you.
我头一个反应，当我老婆指出我的错的时候，我就是谢谢她。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Don't.
不要相信。
Because it's not true.
因为不是个事实。
No, when she loves me enough to tell me.Hey, what you just said was reacting and wrong, and you were really angry.
如果他跟我说你刚刚说的话完全是反应式的，而且是说错话了，你真的是因为生气里面说的。
And I typically get defensive.
我就感觉非常的受到伤害。
The way I respond was absolutely right.
我认为。我当时的反应是完全正确的。
You're the one who's wrong.
你错了。
And she loves me enough to say, no, you know you're wrong.
但是她因为很爱我, 就跟我说, 你知道你错了。And
the Holy Spirit works on me, and He convicts me.
因此圣灵就在这个时候感动我, 然后让我知道我自己错了。
And sometimes it's pretty quick, maybe just a few minutes.
有的时候很快, 就几分钟的时间。
Sometimes it's a day.
有的时候要一天的时间,
but I come around.
但是我总是可以回转过来,
and I say to my wife or to one of my daughters, I was wrong.
我就会去跟我的太太或是我女儿说, 对不起, 我错了。
Will you forgive me?
请你原谅我。
Three steps forward.
往前走三步。
Two steps back.
往后退两步。
But I repent, I confess, I put off anger, I put on patience.
我,
I take three more steps.
我就脱下我的旧人, 我穿上我的新人, 我把我的怒气放下来, 然后我去道歉, 我去悔改, 我就往前又走了三步。
Do you always tell the truth?
你是不是一直都能说实话?
Do you always tell the truth?
你是不是总是说实话?
No. No, you don't.
没有。
When do we tend to not tell the truth?
我们什么时候会不讲实话?
When telling the truth would mean there are negative consequences.
当我们在说实话的时候, 会产生负面的效果的时候, 我们就会不说实话。
Years ago, I worked for an entomologist, one who specializes in the study of insects.
Oh, okay. 我曾经为替一个研究昆虫的人工作。
Entomology.
昆虫学。
I'm not a scientist.
我不是一个科学家。
Not even a little bit.
一点都不是。
But I needed a job.
但是我需要一个工作。
And so I worked for him.
因此我替他工作。
And we were supposed to plant certain plants in a particular row, and then we would study when they grew up how insects would eat those plants.
我们应该要在一条路上种一些植物, 然后呢, 我们来研究这昆虫是怎么样去把这些植物吃了。
And he wanted certain seeds in one row and certain seeds in another row.
他希望我能够把一条路上种一些种子, 把另外一条路上也种一些不同的种子。
And I got them mixed up.
结果我把他们弄错了。
And I did not want to tell him.
但是我不想跟他说,
what do you do?
你怎么办呢?
You tell the truth.
你还是要说实话。
I told him.
我跟他们说,
I got them mixed up. I have no idea what's in that row and what's in that row. I don't know.
我就跟他老实地说, 我已经搞不清楚那条路种什么, 这条路种什么。
And I thought he was going to say, you're fired.
我以为他会说, 你被开除了。
He didn't.
他没有。
He thanked me for telling the truth.
他谢谢我跟他说实话。
But Christians, why was I tempted to lie?
基督徒啊, 为什么我会有想要说谎的这个试探呢?
Because I still have the leftovers of the sinful nature in myself.
因为我们仍然有我们愚牛的这个犯罪的天性在我们里面。
I still have sin within.
我还是里头有罪。
That's what this passage in Ephesians 4 is talking about.
这就是以弗所书第四章所说的。
Look at verse 29.
我们来看第29节。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
污秽的言语一句都不可以出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Words that build up, not tear down.
说造就人的话，而不是损毁人的话。
Do your words build people up or tear them down?
你的话是能够造就人或是损毁人呢？
Don't talk this way, talk this way.
不要这样说话，要那样说话。
Put off words that tear down, put on words that build up.
我们脱去会损害人的话，穿上会造就人的话。
Put off and put on.
脱去，穿上。
This is known as replacement.
这个是叫做替代。
The replacement principle.
这是替代原则。
Verse 31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice.
三十一节，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Verse 31 is put off.
三十一节是叫你要把这些都除掉。
Verse 32 is put on.
三十二节就是说穿上。
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Did you speak harshly to a member of your family this morning before you came to church?
你对今天早上有没有对你家里面的人说了一句比较强烈的话？
You know if you did.
如果你有这么说，你心里有数。
Have you been giving someone the silent treatment?
你有没有给用不跟人家说话来做一个应付的手段？
Husbands, one of the most cruel things we can do to our wives is to refuse to speak to them.
做丈夫的，我们有一件事情对老婆来说是非常残酷的，就是不跟她说话。
It's true.
是真的。
God made women to be the wife to be a fitting helper for the husband.
神造妻子是要来成为先生的另一半。
They're wired or designed differently than we are.
他们的创造，他们的设计都跟我们男人不一样。
Praise God.
感谢神。
We needed the completer.
我们需要一个来使我们完全的神。
They're typically more verbal, more relational. They like to talk.
They like to talk. 他们喜欢，太太们都喜欢讲话比较多。
Have you gotten angry with your wife?
你有没有跟你太太生气呢？
Have you been giving her the silent treatment?
你有没有对她有冷漠的回应？
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
在神的面前谦卑下来，他就会使你高升。
Do you want God's grace in your life?
你要神的恩典在你的生命当中吗？
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神是给恩典给谦卑的人，并且压下那骄傲的人。
Amen.
Amen.
God gives grace to the humble.
神给谦卑的灵给神给谦卑的灵。
You see this throughout the Bible.
你这整个圣经里面都是在讲这一点，神将恩典赐给谦卑的灵。
Jesus said, don't pray like the hypocrites do. Like the Pharisees.
耶稣说不要像假冒为善的人那样祷告。
They think that they'll be heard because they speak so much.
他们以为他们话说多了就会被听见。
But when you pray, enter into your closet.
但是你祷告的时候,
And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
你要到内室里面祷告, 关上门, 祷告你在暗中的父。
When you give your offering,
当你,
don't make it obvious that you're giving a lot.
当你做奉献的时候, 不要表现出来你给了很多。
This is from the Sermon on the Mount.
这是从神, 耶稣基督在山上的宝训里面的话。
Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
在马太福音第五章、第六章跟第七章。
You know, the Pharisees would make it really obvious that they were giving a lot of money. You know, waving the money. This is what I'm giving.
法利赛人会在众人面前告诉大家他做了很多奉献。
But Jesus said, give secretly. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand does.
但是耶稣基督的教导是要叫我们在暗中做施舍，不要让左手知道右手所做的。
Don't be this way, be this way.
不要这样，要那样。
Put off and put on.
脱下，穿上。
This is something we're going to do the rest of our lives.
这是我们 在我们余生里面都要做的,
including the sins that tend to easily trip us up.
甚至于是在那些很容易让我们犯罪的试探里面。
At salvation,
在得救的时候,
you laid aside the old man,
你把你的旧人脱下,
and you put on the new man.
然后你穿上了新人,
you have a new nature.
你有一个新的天性,
you have the Holy Spirit.
你有圣灵在你里面,
who lives inside you.
他住在我们里面,
you already have the righteousness of Christ.
你已经有了基督的义,
but you don't have it yet in your practical everyday life.
但是你在你实际的生活里面, 还是没有基督的义。
Ephesians 4 teaches both of these things.
在以弗所书第四章里面都讲到这两件事。
Become what you already are.
让你自己成为你应该是应该原有的样子，得救后的样子。
Take spiritual growth seriously.
把在基督里的成长要看重这件事。
If you've never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is impossible.
如果你没有相信耶稣基督的话，你想要成圣是不可能的。You
must be born again.
你必须要重生。You
have to be saved.
你必须要得救。And
if you are saved, the Holy Spirit can empower you and enable you to do what this text is talking about.
如果你真的得救了，你重生了。 圣灵会帮助你来明了这一段圣经在说什么。
This is progressive sanctification.
这就是渐进式的成圣。
Growing more and more every day to be just a little bit more like Christ.
每天都一点一点的更像基督。
Three steps forward.
三步向前。
Two steps
back. 两步向后。
Three steps forward.
三步向前。
You sin. Confess,
你犯罪了, 你向神祷告, 你承认你错了。
Three steps forward, you get busy growing again.
然后你又很忙碌的要再长大。
You fail again.
然后你又失败。
You repent, you get going again.
你悔改, 你又再往前再走三步。
You fail, you repent.
你失败, 你悔改。
You get busy growing again. But over time,
在一段时间之后,
what do you make?
你会怎么样?
Progress.
进步.
This is what we have to be about in our Christian lives.
这就是我们基督徒所说的基督徒生活。
Let's stand for prayer.
让我们一起站起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
I pray that you would help us to obey your word.
求你帮助我们能够遵行你的话语。
And when we don't obey your word,
当我们没法遵行的时候,
may we quickly repent.
求你帮助我们能够很快的来 悔改。
And admit that we're wrong.
承认我们错了。
I pray that you would help us to humble ourselves.
我求你帮助我们，让我们在你面前能够谦卑。
Father, for the person that's here today that's not a Christian.
天父在我们当中，今天如果有没有不是基督徒的话。
I pray that you would convict that person of their need for Christ.
求你帮助他们承认自己对基督有需要的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我这样祷告是奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。Amen.